Lord, today, because I know we got to go, but amen. Reprogramming your mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We need to reprogram our minds. Amen. My wife says, if you're going to reap the harvest, you got to reprogram your mind. Amen. Praise God. Remember, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7 says, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen. And last week, we mentioned this. I want to mention it again this week. Your life will go in the direction of your thoughts. Amen. Your life will go in the direction of your thoughts. You cannot have a positive life and a negative mind. Wow. This is powerful, brethren. If you want a positive life, you got to have a positive mind. Amen. You cannot have a positive life and a negative mind, because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Just wanted to make mention, I just remembered it, that Apostle sent WhatsApp text to say that they are doing well. They're going back to Harare today, I think, and just continue to pray for them. Amen. As they continue with their missionary journey there in Zimbabwe. So just to remember to pray for them. You have a mic? Just read it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes. As a man think it, so is he. We're just going to read the text.
Shalom, team. This is Sister Nick. Thanks again for your prayers for us. We just ended a powerful worship service where we saw the Spirit of God at work in amazing ways. Your prayers are being answered. Wow. Please continue to pray for us as tomorrow morning we take a 3-hour journey back to Harare for ministry this coming week. We pray for a powerful service at Agape today as you gather. You are all deeply appreciated. Blessings to you all, and give our greetings to the Agape family. So this is from Apostle and Sister Nick.
Amen. Praise God. So let's continue to remember to pray for them as they finish up in Zimbabwe. And I think after that, they're going to go to Ghana. Yes. And also want to welcome those that are online today. We have a few people that are online today. And I don't know all of you, but just welcome. God bless you. So glad that you're able to join us. And we hope and pray that, yes, you'll be here pretty soon. Amen. Nothing like being in the presence. Amen. Praise God. All right. So you can't have a positive life and a negative mind. So we need to reprogram our minds. Amen. You see, God made two perfect human beings, Adam and Eve, and he placed them in the garden. Amen. You remember that story? And they, because of disobedience, they turned their backs on God, and they gave their allegiance to the devil. And because of that, they inherited their sin, and they inherited what is called the sin nature, and that has been passed on to all of us. Amen. And as a part of that package, the sin package, we also inherited a corrupt mind. That is part of the curse. Amen. But God didn't make Adam and Eve with a corrupt mind. It's because they turned their backs on God. That's why they inherited that. And they pass it on to us. Amen. You know, I'm telling you, one of the first things I'm going to do when I get to heaven, I want to find out where Adam and Eve is. Oh, man. I want to find out if they're in heaven, I got to have a talk with them. If they're in hell, I got to shout out to them and say, hey, why did you do that? Praise God. Amen. But because of that, yeah, we inherited a sin nature, and we've also inherited a contaminated mind. Look at Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. This is after God created man, and they started to multiply on the earth. And look at what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So what happened there? They got wicked, and the wickedness increased, and it increased, and it increased. Amen. So what God got, it got so bad that God says he regretted that he made man. So brethren, there is need for us to reprogram this sin-contaminated mind. Amen. You see, every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Wow. Where did it come from? came from sin. Amen. So we need to understand that, hey, yes, I know you, yeah, you were saved and you're going to heaven, you're filled with the Spirit, but you've got to work on your mind. You've got to work on your mind. You've got to work on the things that you're thinking about. Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Amen. So today I'm challenging you and myself to start reprogramming our minds. What does it mean to reprogram? To reprogram means to fundamentally change something, to make anew. Amen. So we now need as Christians daily to recognize that I've got to make sure that the things that I'm thinking are in line with the Word of God. Amen. Because my life will go in the direction of my thoughts. If I think that I'm not going to make it, I will not make it. If you think that you are always under, you will always be under. Amen. You know, I had a customer years ago. He died now, and a very successful Jewish man, and very, very, very successful. And he used to tell me, he said, John, when I was growing up, my mother used to say to me every morning before I go to school, she would say to me, remember, you have a Jewish mind. Remember, you have a Jewish mind. What does that mean? You are smart. You're intelligent. You are not like the rest of the people. You have a Jewish mind. And brethren, I'm telling you, that guy did so many things. He was so wealthy. I'm saying, wow. It started when his mother kept reinforcing the thought that, hey, you don't have an ordinary mind. And he thought to himself that, you know what? I am smart. And right through his life, he just believed that he's smarter than everybody else. Yeah. Sometimes I thought he was too smart for me, but that's how he thought, you know. I have a Jewish mind. So I am saying to you, brethren, listen, your life will go in the direction of your thoughts. Amen. Amen. So you got to start to ask yourself, what am I believing? What am I thinking? What do you believe about yourself? What am I accepting as normal in my life? Am I settling for less when I can achieve more? Brethren, you got to start to ask yourself these questions. Am I settling for less when I can achieve more? If you are in that situation, you've got to start to change your thought patterns. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Are you trapped or are you stuck in a place and you don't know how to get out? Well, I'm going to tell you how to get out. If you're trapped and you're stuck in a place, you got to start from your mind, your thoughts. You got to start to think, hey, God, His Spirit lives inside of me. You got to start to think the word which says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. So it starts by replacing those old thoughts with new thoughts. Amen. Replacing those old thought patterns with godly thought patterns. Amen. You see, at the point of salvation, when we got saved, what happened to us? Our spirits became renewed, but our minds need to be renewed as we grow in the Lord. Amen. So the aim is to reprogram your mind so that you will have what the Bible calls a renewed mind. Amen. So Paul tells us in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy, pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. So this whole thing of renewing the mind, it's a process. It's an ongoing thing. You don't renew your mind today and that's it. You keep doing it daily, renewing your mind. Amen. So Paul is saying, listen, this is not a suggestion. Paul didn't say, I think this is a good idea. He says, do not conform. These are strong words. He says, don't conform to the patterns of this world. Amen. Paul is saying, listen, I want you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. But brethren, the challenge you and I have is that we live in an evil world. We live in a world with a lot of unhealthy thoughts. We live in a world that is wicked. We live in a world that is toxic. And I'm telling you, you are bombarded by negative thoughts every day. But you need to understand that, listen, although these thoughts are coming and they're bombarding you, you got to make sure that you put a filter over your mind so that these thoughts don't take root in you. Amen. And it is even worse today because we have the proliferation of social media platforms. And every time you go on social media, there's somebody trying to tell you something. There's somebody there with their own ideas. There's somebody there with their own ideologies. Amen. And brethren, I'm telling you, you're just bombarded by all these thoughts. Amen. So you have to say, Lord, you sometimes you got to shut off social media. Sometimes you got to shut off the television. I don't, you know, sometimes I go on social media, I go on Facebook, and then you go and you hear somebody saying, I just want to say something. When you hear that, oh my goodness me, I don't want to hear what you have to say. I just want to say something. I want my people to hear something. I say, oh Lord, I don't want to hear this. So, and if you're not careful, you get sucked into that. And everybody has an opinion. Everybody has something to say. Oh my goodness me. Oh my goodness. I'm telling you. Wow, wow. There's some people, all they do, they stay on social media day in and day out. And they're just sucking in everything that everybody has to say. Good, bad, ugly, every. God knows everything that is coming across social media. They're sucking it in. Amen. And brethren, it affects your thoughts. It affects how you see yourself. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But you see, I am telling you, brethren, the devil has been planting negative thoughts in the minds of men and women who would listen to him. Remember, the battle is for your mind. The battle is for your mind. Amen. I said this last week and I'm going to say it again. The next slide. If he can control your mind, he will control you. The devil knows that, listen, if I can control how you think, I'll be able to control your actions. If I can control how you think, I'll be able to control what you say. So that's why he's bombarding you with all these negative thoughts. Amen. So we've got to be careful. Don't be ignorant of the devil's devices. That's what the word of God says. So in the Garden of Eden, God told Adam, listen, let me just read Genesis chapter 2, verse 16. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, you may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. God told Adam, listen, there is one tree in the garden. The day that you eat of this fruit of this tree, you are going to die. Brethren, I'm telling you, up until that point, before the devil came, all Adam had in his mind where that tree is concerned is that we should not touch it. That was the only thought Adam had in his mind where that tree is concerned. So he probably passed there night and day, and he saw the tree, and you know what? He didn't even pay any attention to it because God says, don't touch it. So that was the only thought he had in his mind concerning that tree. But then there came the devil, the deceiver. And Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 says, the serpent came on the scene, and it says, did God actually say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. But verse 3 says, but God said, you shall not eat of the tree, of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. So here comes the lie. Here comes the deception. Remember, all along they pass that tree day and night, and all in their mind where that tree is concerned, we don't touch it. We don't touch it. We just, you know, everything else we can eat off. Well, you don't touch this one. But then the serpent came and he said to the woman, did God say you should not eat of this tree? Amen. And then the Bible says, but the serpent said to the woman, you shall not die. Here comes the contradiction. Here comes the lie. God said, the moment you eat from this, you will die. The serpent says, you shall not surely die. And it continues and says, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. What did the serpent do? The serpent sowed another thought in their mind. God said, the moment you eat of this tree, you will die. The serpent says, hey, you may not die. You shall surely not die. So all along, they had one thought in their mind concerning this tree. Now the serpent came and put another thought in their mind. Guess what? If you eat of this, you may not surely die. Because God knows if you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. And what happened? They took the bait. So instead of them saying, serpent, get out of here. I don't want to hear anything that you have to say. They took the thought that the serpent said, put it in their minds, and they acted on it. Remember, the serpent didn't come and pick the fruit and put it down their throats. What he did, he came and he sowed a negative thought in their mind, and they believed the thought and they acted on it. And that's exactly what the devil is doing today. He's sowing negative thoughts in your mind so that you can believe it and you'll act on it. So who committed the sin? Not the serpent, the man. How did the man commit the sin? He acted on the thought that the serpent planted in his mind. Brethren, that's exactly what the devil is doing today. He's planting negative thoughts in our minds if we allow him. And what he wants you to do is to act on these thoughts. Amen. You see, sometimes the devil will tell you as a Christian, you don't worth a whole lot. There's not a whole lot of value in you. Look at you. All your friends are progressing. They're moving ahead, but look at where you are. And he wants you to believe that lie. And so you will not be motivated to get up and do something else. Brethren, I'm telling you, you cannot afford or should not afford the devil to trick you into believing that you're less than who you are. Amen. So the devil will say, look at you, you're sick. You will never be healed. And if you believe that lie, you will never be healed. Amen. So you've got to understand there's always going to be a choice. Are you going to believe the word of God or are you going to believe the lies of the enemy? Too often, too many Christians are buying the lies of the enemy. Look at you. I'm telling you, you will not amount to anything much. But I'm telling you, brethren, that is the thought from the enemy. Don't believe the devil. He is a liar. Praise God. The devil will always try to tell you you're something other than what God says about you. He will always try to let you feel less than you are. He will always tell you that you're not good enough. He will always tell you that you can't make it. But I'm here to say to you that you can make it. The word of God says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. So the question I'm going to ask you, who are you going to believe? Who are you going to believe? Glory be to God. Amen. I choose to believe God. I said, I choose to believe God. Amen. But if you're going to believe God, you've got to put his word in your mind. You've got to put his word in your thoughts. Amen. So how do we put God's word in our minds? Look what Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 says. My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. So Proverbs is telling us that we need to pay attention to the word of God. This is what God is saying about you. This is how God sees you. Amen. But I'm telling you, brethren, a lot of us, when we go to heaven, the Lord is going to say, listen, I laid aside all of this for you to accomplish in your life while you were on earth. You didn't accomplish it. Why? You didn't believe me. Brethren, God is saying, I want you to believe me. The devil is going to put a contradictory word in your mind, in your thoughts. But you need to say, no, devil, I'm not going to believe you. Amen. So my son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. What Proverbs is telling us that the word of God will give you life. Amen. The word of God is life to those who find them. and healing to all their flesh. Amen. Praise the name of God. Amen. Brethren, let me say, share this with you. You can have a mind governed by the spirit or a mind governed by the flesh. Amen. So let me just explain this. The mind of the flesh only wants the please of the flesh. It's all about my own comfort. It's all about my own happiness, my own peace. And it has nothing to do with others. That's the mind of the flesh. God does not want us to live our lives with our minds being governed by our flesh. He wants us to live our lives with our minds being governed by the spirit. So it is the mind of the flesh versus the mind of the spirit. Which direction are you going to go today? Amen. I pray that all of us will go in the direction of the mind of the spirit. Amen. Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 5, those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the spirit have their mind set on what the spirit desires. Amen. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. Brethren, how many of you want life and peace? If you want life and peace, you've got to make sure that your mind is governed by the spirit. So the mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. Brethren, hear the word of the Lord. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. If we're going to please God, we must reprogram our minds to be governed by the Spirit and not the flesh. Amen. Brethren, there is always going to be a temptation for you to have your minds governed by the flesh. But the Lord is saying to you that if your mind is governed by the flesh, it is going to bring death. If your mind is governed by the Spirit, it's going to bring life and peace. Amen. I want life. I want peace in my mind. So I am going to embrace the Word of God. I'm going to be thinking about God's Word, and I'm going to believe in God's Word. Amen. So Jesus, when he was on the earth, he demonstrated what it is to live his life with his mind being governed by the Spirit. So look at Jesus. When he was on the earth, his mind was governed by the Spirit all the time. So in the book of Matthew chapter 4, we see that Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And the Bible says that at the end of the fast, he was hungry. Naturally, you will be hungry at the end of 40 days. Man, I did 3 days of fasting. When we had a fasting in January, I did 5 days. And I'm telling you, at the end of 5 days, I was so hungry. Oh my Lord, whoa. I said, God, this is hard. You know, Jesus did 40 days and naturally he'd be hungry. But Jesus was operating in the mind of the Spirit. He was fully flesh. So at the end of 40 days, he would have been hungry. So here came the devil, the tempter. He said, the tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Brethren, I'm telling you, if you were fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, and somebody came and said, listen, I know you got the power to turn these stones to bread. It says, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Brethren, I am telling you, most of us would have done it. If you are operating in the mind of the flesh, you'd have done it. You'd have said, you know what? I'm going to show this boy who I am. I am the Son of God. I know that I'm the Son of God. And I'm very hungry right now. And I'm going to show him that, listen, I'm going to flex my muscles and I'm going to show this devil who I am. I am the Son of God. So he said, if you're the Son of God, turn these stones to bread. Okay, Mr. Devil, I'm going to show you. Stones become bread. And they would have become bread because he had the power to do it. But he was not operating in the mind of the flesh. So you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, listen, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. See, the mind of the Spirit is always going to be diverting the attention to God. The mind of the flesh is going to be diverting the attention to themselves. So, brethren, I am saying to you, you need to have the mind of the Spirit with you all the time. Because you will face temptation every day. And the mind that is governed by the Spirit is going to always be in line with the things of the Spirit. The mind that is governed by the flesh is going to be seeking to fulfill the needs of the flesh. Amen. So the devil came and said, if you're the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. But because he was operating in the mind of the Spirit, he says, listen, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And if that wasn't enough for the devil, the Bible says that the devil took him on the highest point in the temple and said, if you're the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Here was another opportunity for Jesus to show the devil who he was. So Jesus heard this suggestion from the devil. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. The Bible says he will command his angels to concerning you, and they will lift you up so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. But because Jesus was operating in the mind of the Spirit, you know what Jesus says? It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to test. So Jesus was able to counteract everything that the devil was throwing at him because he was operating on a higher level. It wasn't all about himself. Amen. And if that wasn't enough, brethren, the Bible says that the devil took him to a high point on the mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, its wealth and its splendor. And the devil said, all this I will give you if you'll bow down and worship me. Now, if Jesus was operating in the mind of the flesh, he would have done it. Because the devil showed him all the splendor, all the wealth, all the lights, all the glamour, everything that is attractive to the flesh. He says, if all of this I'll give you, if you bow down and worship me. Brethren, the devil will always want to show you and give you something that will appeal to your flesh. But you know what Jesus says? You know what Jesus said? You know, he said to the devil, if I could just find it here, it says, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. You see, the mind of the Spirit will always seek ways to glorify God. So brethren, you will be faced with all kinds of temptations. The mind of the flesh will always want to gratify the flesh. The devil will always want to show you, hey, why don't you take a smoke here? All your friends are smoking the weed. The devil will say, hey, why don't you take a puff? And the moment you do that, hey, guess what? You will, if God doesn't help you, you can get addicted to that thing. So you've got to understand that, listen, I am not going to be operating in the mind of the flesh. Everything that I do must glorify God. Every action that I take, it should glorify God. Amen. So, brethren, I am saying to you this morning that we need to understand that we need to start to live in with the mind of the Spirit being governed. We should be governed by the mind of the Spirit as opposed to the mind of the flesh. You see, a lot of Christians are trying to live this Christian life with a mind being governed by the flesh. It's a frustrating thing. You will not be able to do it, brethren, if your minds aren't reprogrammed. You will not be able to live this Christian life. Because remember, the mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. You see, a mind governed by the flesh will not get up and go to church when your body is telling you that you're tired. When your body is telling you that you're tired, if your mind is governed by the flesh, guess what? Your mind is going to say, yes, you deserve to sleep in today. You are tired. You did so many hours this week at work. You are tired. Sleep. God understands. Sleep, sleep, sleep. I'm telling you, that is the mind governed by the flesh. Oh, you're so, you look at you, look at your face. All the sags and the bags under your eyes. You are tired. Take some time and rest. God rested on the seventh day, so you should rest also. I am telling you, brethren, that's the mind of the flesh. But the mind of the spirit will say, yes, I'm tired, but in the name of Jesus, I'm going to get up and go to church. Glory to God. Amen. I just salute all of you that are here today. Oh, my goodness me. You are troopers. Amen. Glory be to God. You saw the snow coming down, but you said, no way. I'm going to come to church. Amen. Hallelujah. I bless every one of you online. And I bless everyone who is here. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. The mind of the flesh, oh, versus the mind of the spirit. Oh, my goodness me. I didn't realize my time is gone. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. A mind governed by the flesh will not walk in love, especially when someone offended you. So that brother or that sister offended you. The mind of the flesh said, hey, you need to look for an opportunity where you can hurt them and hurt them bad, this time bad, mash them up. Amen. That is a mind governed by the flesh. But the mind governed by the spirit says, you know what? They hurt me. I was offended. But because God says I should love them, I'm going to love them. The mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. So guess what? They really offended you, and then they step on your corn, and they did all kinds of stuff to you, and then they go home and they can't sleep at night. But because you forgave them, you can sleep. You have sweet sleep. Amen. They're restless in their sleep. They can't sleep. Guess what? Because that hatred and that offense is eaten away of them, but you forgave them and you're sleeping. Praise God. Mind governed by the spirit. Amen. You see, the mind governed by the spirit is going to say, hey, when the offering plate is being passed around, you cannot afford to give today. You remember your car payment is due tomorrow. Remember mortgage is due tomorrow. But a mind governed by the spirit will say, hey, God says give and it shall be given to me. So I'm going to do that. Amen. And I'm telling you, brethren, God will always make a way. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So in closing, amen. The next slide, the last slide, Josiah says, Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The mind of Christ is a mind that will always seek the best for somebody else. The mind of Christ will always seek to glorify God. The mind of Christ is going to take the attention off me, put it on him. The mind of Christ will give me peace and life. What do you want today, the mind of Christ or the mind of your flesh? The mind of the flesh is hostile towards God. The mind of the flesh will always keep you down. Amen. What kind of mind do you have? So how do I develop this mind of the spirit? You got to spend quality time in the word every day. I'm telling you, brethren, there's no quick fix. You got to spend quality time with God every day. You got to spend time in fellowshipping with God. And let me say also, if you are going to embrace the mind of the spirit, you've got to get connected to a local small group. You've got to get connected to people around your like mind. The Bible talks about iron sharpening iron. You can't live this Christian life in isolation. The devil will whip you. So you got to make sure that you are with some other people. I know sometimes our schedules are all over the place, but try to connect with some other people of like mind. So when they hear you talking stupidness, they can correct you. They can say to you, no, that's not how we should go. And lastly, you need to get connected to a good church. This is where we speak the word of God. This is where we admonish you. Oh, my goodness me. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from my mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night so that you'll be successful. Amen. It is the book of the law that is going to come through you and cause you to act differently. It is the book of the law. And I'm telling you, when you have the mind of Christ in you, you start to operate in the wisdom of God. You'll know what to do, when to do it, when not to do it, and how to do it. Amen. Now you have access to the wisdom of God. Praise God. Brethren, I'm telling you, we need the wisdom of God, especially in this season. I'm telling you, house prices are all over the place. Things are getting worse, but God has a way. He has the combination. He has the key to get you from where you're at to where you need to be. So we need the wisdom of God. Don't listen. Oh my goodness me. Oh, David says, blessed is a man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. I'm not going to listen to them and let them determine my future. I'm not going to let the government determine my future. Glory be to God. I'm not going to let the finance minister determine my future. Amen. Brethren, you need the wisdom of God in this day and age. You need to be able to figure out how to break through in certain areas in your life. Amen. The wisdom of God comes through the mind of Christ. How many are you willing and ready to embrace the mind of Christ? Amen. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, I just thank you for the word that you gave me today. I pray, God, that your people will embrace the mind of Christ as opposed to the mind of the flesh. Lord, a lot of us have been living our lives with the mind of the flesh dominating us. We think fleshly thoughts. We think devilish thoughts. We act, Lord God, on the word of the devil. And because of that, we're getting defeats in our lives. We have been defeated over and over again. But today, in the name of Jesus, we're going to put a stop to that. We're going to embrace the mind of Christ. And Lord God, if we take your thoughts, we'll have your words in our mouths. And if we have your word in our mouths, Lord God, we'll have corresponding actions. And we'll get God-like results.